Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Pei 80 in Bamatzia, which means we're, of course, way past the halfway mark. Says the Gemara, Amar Biochanan, we're about 10 lines down on the page and paying it off. Amar Biochanan, Amocha Parla Chabeiro, if you sell a para to somebody else, Amar Lo Para Zu Nakonis, and he tells him, this animal, it's a tough one, it's a gorer, it bites, he neshchonis, he nakhonasi, shnashchonasi, batonasi, he kicks, rafzonasi, tends to fall under the load, tends to collapse. Vayaba mum echad, and only had one of these things, only had one of these defects, the son for ben a moment, and he inserted it between the other ones. And he was trying to hide the defects. He says, oh, it does this, it does that, it's terrible, it falls, it kicks. And the guy's looking at it, and he says, he doesn't see those things in it. So that's Hareza Mekachtos. Why? Because he really only had one of them, but he hid it among many other defects. And the guy says, well, it doesn't seem to collapse, it doesn't seem to bite, so probably nothing's wrong with it. Why was he saying it? He was making up a story. He was just trying to say, you know, you can't come after me and tell me that, you know, that it's got this problem because I told you about it all advance. But the guy looked at it, and he didn't see those problems.
Did the buyer say anything in front of the seller?
No,
see those problems.
No, he didn't say anything. He didn't have to say. It makes no difference. It's a mekachtos because the guy told him all those things to hide the real problem.
He lied to him.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. He lied to him. So, but he could argue. Listen, I told you had all these problems, and still you bought it, right? You, despite these problems. But the truth is that he's trying to hide the problem. By saying he had all these.
If it was all true, it wouldn't be a mekachtos.
Oh, so we're going to come to that. If it was all true, it wouldn't be a mekachtos. But because none of it was true except for one thing, so he was trying to hide that thing. That's the point. He says mekachtos. Let's say he said mumzeh. He did say which problem was umumacher, and then he said it's got this problem and it's got another problem without specifying. Then it's not a mekachtos because he did tell him. Of course, you may ask what the Gemara is doing here. It really has no place in this Gemara. We're talking about here about, you know, maybe only could say because it's a mekachtos. This is the mekachtos. We're talking about this whole Gemara is talking about when you use something in the wrong way, right? You said you're going to take it to the mountain and you took it to the valley, vice versa, whatever. You did those kind of things. It's not clear what the Gemara is doing here. But in any case, it's a mekachtos when you specify, you enumerate a bunch of problems and the animal doesn't have those problems. He only has one of the problems. But the guy figured, well, since I didn't see the other problems, this problem is not here, and it's really mekachtos. It was done maliciously. Same thing if you sell a maidservant. This woman showed that she's an idiot. Nechmasi, she's got epilepsy. Meshumasi, she's crazy. And only had one of those problems. Vesent for them, and he inserted among the others, raised a mekachtos. Why? Because he's trying to hide. He says, listen, it's been around here. She's not an idiot. She doesn't have epilepsy. I don't see any problem. Truth was, she was crazy. But he didn't see the other problems,
what
so he figured this one's from.
The buyer be thinking that yeah. It would allow him to claim
mekachtos. So the guy is trying to say you're getting a very good deal. You're getting a good deal because
he's trying to con him into buying.
He says, you know, the reason it's not so much, the reason I'm giving you a great deal is because of this and this and this. And the guy looks in and he says, he doesn't know what he's doing. Sometimes, you know, you think it's an old car. It doesn't have any. Yeah, but it looks
the
pretty good to me.
He's getting a better deal.
That's the problem. He said he's getting a better deal. And the truth is, the guy did mention it, but he put it. It's in the small print. You understand? It's like a thing in the small print. The guy tells.
Go back to Addis if there's any of these 48 things wrong with it.
We have it every day. You go to the drugstore, you buy a drug, you take out that piece of paper, and it says everything in the world. You can die, you get cancer, you get this, you get this, and it doesn't cause those problems. It only has maybe once in a while it causes one of those problems, right? But they want to cover themselves. So here also he wants to cover himself. But there we don't say to make it. Here it's to cover. You're right. Here it's the in the drugs. It's to cover. It's to cover themselves. Here he's trying to con him. Yeah. Okay. He said one mum for mum acher, and he didn't say what the other ones were. He just said this one and the other one. Ain't a mekachtos because he did specify. He only specified one. Then it's okay. Amalei Rav Acha, Braid Rav El Ravashi. How you call a mumra aluma? What like Irving said. What happens if you got all these mumen? What would you say? Amalei Rav Mordechai El Ravashi. Hachi amina mishmei du Rava. Because he did spend, if it had all of them, now you might say, so what's the chiddush in that? Right? Rashi says here, right? umashieshba. I'm only concerned about one problem, and I thought you couldn't remember what it is. So I didn't realize it was there. The guy comes after and says, I didn't know it had that problem. I thought you're listing all kinds of stuff over there. But he did list it, right? And it had all, and he just didn't know. Something's there, so I think you're including everything. I didn't know that. So he says over here, though, that there, since he did mention and an animal does have all those problems, then already it's not a mekach tos. Now we're going to get into volume and weight. And when you put stuff on an animal, we're going to see in the Gemara takes a general idea that certain animals can take X amount of weight, okay? But it's also weight based on volume. What does that mean? The standard amount is, you're going to bring wheat. How much can a chamor carry? So the chamor can carry 90 kav. Kav is a volume measure, but 90 kav and of chitin and 90 kav of seorin are not the same. They don't weigh the same. Seorin weigh less. Barley weighs less. So he made a deal to take the standard amount on a donkey, which is 90 kav. 90 kav is a lesach, which is a half a kor. Okay, and a saw is 6 kav. We're going to talk about these measures. So asochas chamor lav yachitin. And he bought seorin. Now, what would you think? If he took 90 kav of seorin that weighs less, that shouldn't be a problem, right? Seorin, 90 kav, which is, again, a volume measure, weighs less. He says, you're chayiv. Now, what do you mean, chayiv? So, again, the Mishnah is not clear at all. You've got to see Rashi. Rashi means if he added 3 kav. We're going to see throughout the Gemara that the standard amount, that if you add on to that amount of volume, you're chayiv for damages. The animal got hurt. We'll talk about with people, with other things, or a boat that you overweight. Whenever you put too much volume on there, if it's a 30th more, that's considered too much. So he says, Rashi explains over here, and you put 90 kav, but you added 3 kav. You added a 30th more, right? Again, because a lesach is 90 kav, and you added on 3. 3 out of 90 is 1/30th. So if you add on 30th, you're chayv of any damages. And the same thing with tvua, behavior la tevin, you contract it to bring straw, and tvua, behavior la tevin, you contract it for produce, and you brought tevin, right? Chayv nesha nefach kasha, even though the tevin might be way less, chayv nesha nefach kasha kimasui. The gears that we have is kimasui. We're going to have in the Gemara a machlokas, whether it's kimasui or limasui. The preferred shot is limasui. But anyway, we'll see what that means. So chayv nesha nefach kasha, and that's what he's saying is that that volume can be as bad as weight. We understand if it's weight, it's too heavy, the animal's going to get hurt, right? He can't carry, he's going to... But too much volume also could mess him up because he loses his balance, right? So he's over here, it's microcosmos. So we're going to see what this means, and we're going to machlokes in the Gemara. Did you add 3 kav, which is 1/30th? Or is it speaking about when... Does it mean that? In other words, that's as bad as weight. But it's mashra. We'll see the tupshat in the Gemara. Wait, it's in the Gemara. Let's say, we'll explain anymore. Let's say he contracted to bring a lesach, again, which is 90 kav of chitin, and he brought sarin instead, and he didn't add anything, then you're putter. Because it was the same volume with less weight, with no problem with that. Then Moshe v'al masov, but he added on, then you're chayiv. How much? Kami Yosef v'al masov, how much he'd be chayiv? So again, we're going to see anymore. Is this the Parshat Pshat? Is this going on the Mishnah? This is volume. We're going by volume.
Volume.
But we're going to see him, we're going to have machlokes. If the machlokes is going to be, even if the weight isn't there, but there's too much volume, you're chayiv, because volume is as bad as weight, or is it no? It's only once you equalize the weight, the two weights, and then you add on, is there a problem? Then adding on a little volume is a problem. We'll see. The kamiyos of masov yechayiv sumcha sumcha shem rameir sumcha says name rameir his rabbi a saw, which is 6 kav. 6 kav, le gamal, because a gamal, we said we're talking about a chamor till now. What did I say? A chamor? Chamor can carry 90 kav, lesach. 90 kav is lesach. A gamal, a camel, can carry twice as much. He can carry a kor, which is 180, and 6 out of 180, a saw, which is 6 kav, a 6 out of 180 is the same proportion of 1/30. And shlosha kav and a chamor, 3 kav for a chamor, which can carry 90. Okay, so we'll see, is this going on? The previous part of the Mishnah is a separate thing. Itmar, we're going to have this machlokas now. Abai Amar Kasha Kimasui Tanan. He learns the Mishnah, the words as Kimasha. In other words, that volume is as bad as weight, even when it doesn't weigh the same amount. But having too much volume is as bad. So what he's saying is that if you contracted to take 90 of chitin, and you took 93 of seorin, even if the 93 three more of Sorin weighs less than 90 of Chitin, you still have a problem. Because volume is as bad as weight, because it can cause the animal imbalance. So he learns Kasha Kimasitan. Rabba Mer Kasha Limasitan. If you add on the volume, once you've equalized the weights, then it's a problem. Even though the weight is, you didn't add a lot of weight now, but you've equalized the weight. So we're going to see what this means. He says, Kasha Limasitan. Abai Omer Kasha Kimasitan, like we learned. Nafcha Kitakla, that volume is as bad as weight. So therefore, if you eat most of Shlosha Kavan Chayiv, we're Chayiv for three Kavan, like we explained in the Mishnah. You understand? Volume is as bad as weight. Meaning that if I took 90 Seor instead of 90 Chitin, that wouldn't be so bad. It weighs less. But that adding on volume, even though the weight isn't there, it's just as bad. So if I add a three, it's no good. That's how Abaya learns the Mishnah. That's the Pashim Shetah Rashi in the Mishnah.
On the animal.
It means that you added more. Let's think of it this way. Think of each cob as a jar. A jar of coffee or something. Right. A jar, right? So you had 90 jars bundled together on the back of the chamor.
Right.
If they added on three more jars, wherever they went, they're on top of the animal, but it's hard for him to manage 93 jars. 90 is the maximum. 93 jars is going to put him out of balance.
Problem, my issue is, when we started the mission, it said Pitim of 90.
Right.
Pitim of 90, though, volume-wise, can't that be put on in different ways? In other words, isn't there an issue even on the 90?
No. 90, the animal can carry 90. You could strap it on. You strap on 90.
You pile it this way as opposed
to... No, because it doesn't difference. Make any difference. That's not the issue. Right. An animal, it depends on the animal. You can get 90 on there. He can hold 90 on his back. However you put it up. It doesn't make any... Yeah.
Right.
That's right. Okay, yeah, but we're not saying. But we're saying. Yeah. Okay. Right. That's what everybody's saying. That the volume can cause him a problem. Right. Okay. It's hard to balance.
Depends on how you put it on.
Right. But assuming it's equally balanced, it's balanced as best as they could do. You know, you balanced it the best way you could. But he says 90 is the maximum that you could balance a volume. Yeah. Even if you say it's no tzah, it's hard for him to manage.
We're
it's hard
to
balance.
To this right. These are farmers. We're
Right. However, they strapped it on. Rav Omer Kasha Limasu Itnan. What he means is that it's the volume is difficult once you've equalized the weight, right? Takla ki takla. You first got to get the weight equal. Meaning, listen to this. Meaning, he added on. Let's say 90. He added on three to get the weight. Let's say 93 of Saorin is equal in weight to the 90 of Chitin, and on top of that, he added three more kav. So he added. Six kav in total, correct. Takla kitaka, benafcha havitosis. And then that adds on. So according to Rava, the chiyuv is only if you added on, in other words, you had more, when the weights were equal, you added on three more kav of nefech. Clearly the Mishnah says, neshan nefech kosha lemasui, but what he's saying is it equal, is it like masui, like Abaya says? No, it makes a difference. Even if it's the same weight, or even if the weight is less, even if the weight is less, because the volume is there, the volume is the problem. Or is it nefech kushlam? So everybody agrees that the volume is a problem. You can't only carry so much volume without the animal upsetting, but how much do you first equal? Babai says you don't have to equalize it. The volume itself, you add it on three, that's a problem, if you add a 30th more. And Rava says, no, you first have to equalize the weights. Once you equalize the weights, then it's... Now, obviously, you can't take an extreme example. You can't say, well, you equalize the weight if you weigh, lead versus feathers. You can't equalize if you're carrying feathers up there. The animal can only go so far. But in terms, right, you can't put 200 cobs up there of feathers and say, well, that's not a problem because you haven't equalized the weight according to Rava. The weight's still not there. Obviously, it's a limit. Here we're talking about within a limit the difference between Seorin and Chitin. Okay. Now, Tanana Mishnah's Lavi Lesach Chitin, Lavi Lesach Seorin Potter. Our Mishnah says if you had exactly 90 of each, you contracted for 90 of Chitin and you borrowed 90 of Seorin. That's Potter. Mim Hosef Al Maso Chayev. And you add it on, you're Chayev. My love Shloshes Kavan doesn't mean you add it on three like a bias. It's low. You add it on a saw. Okay, you add it on a saw. Why? Because you first, Rava says you first equalized it by three in the weight, and then you add it on three. I have a lock Tani, but on the Mishnah it said the end of the Mishnah said. How much if they had on some mayor? Saul Lukam, Shlosha Kavan, the Chamor, you only had on three. This is Halchikamer. That's not speaking about our case. The seif is a separate issue. When you didn't change, you didn't say instead of wheat I'm bringing barley or vice versa. You didn't make a change. You said let's say I contracted for chit, right? To bring 90 kav of chit. And I brought 90 kav of chitin, but I added a little bit more, a few more. How much I have to add on there? Chitin levi chitin, or sorin levi sorin, kama yosef amasovi, how much you have to add on the bichayev? Sum shem meir, sol a gomel can carry twice as much as a chamor, so he carries a kur, so it's a saw for a kur. 60 out of 180 is a 30th, or shal shakav in the chamor, which is 3 out of 90, which is also a 30th. So he's going on a separate case. He's not going on that case, and the mafarshim paskin like rubber. In other words, at first he equalized the weight, so it's 6 is what you have to add on. Toshma. Lovely, less a chitin, baby. Now, the price is like this. Let's say I contracted to bring a less a chitin, which we said is how much? 90 kav, right? Right? The heavy, and instead he brought sheshes rei sa'orim. He brought 16 sa'orim. What does 16 mean here? 16 means 16 sa'a. There are 6 kav in a sa'a. Rick, how much is 16 times 6?
96.
So I contracted to bring 90 kav. And I brought 96.
He's
like a 6 out of 9, you're chayev. It's mashma only if it's 6 out of 9, you're chayev, like Rava. Hashloshes kav, and mashma 3, you'd be potter. Mashma's approved. Mashma be potter, not like Abaya. So it's talking about Abaya, but Mechikta. He'll say that, speaking about when the measures were leveled. Meaning, the normal measure we're talking about volume measure of this item, whatever it is, it's crushed wheat or barley, whatever. There's different kinds. There's where it's heaped up, gadush, or where it's average. Rashi Lossos calls average tfufot. Tfufot, Rashi says, it's not leveled out and it's not heaped up. It's average. There's a little bit extra on there, a little bit on top there. Abaya will learn, this case is speaking about where it was leveled out. In other words, there were very small covenant. Dochik answer, right? But that's how he's going to learn. That's the only way he's going to come out and say, you're only chayiv with, you added on 6 and not 3, like he said 3. Because here we're talking about they were leveled out, they were small kavim, and therefore you're not chayiv unless you have 6. Tanur Rabbanan. Kav l'kotef, how much do you add on? Again, what's the amount that if you add on that amount, you're chayiv for damages because you've done more? Kav l'kotef for a shoulder means a person. A person carrying, we said, how much can a chamor carry? 90 kav, right? A 90 kav, which is 15 saw. A person can carry a third of that, 5 saw, 30 kav. So therefore, again, going with the ratio of 1/30th, once you go 1/30th, so if you add on a kav onto a person, you're responsible chayav. The Gemara is going to say, well, why doesn't he just say, I can't carry it, can you please take it off? Why are you responsible for damages? Just let him, he's not an idiot, right? We'll see. So kav l'kav because of Adriv la riva. If you have a small boat, so Adriv Rashi says is a lesach. Adriv la riva. Lesach avitosus lamasi sfina ptana. Small boat. So a small boat can carry a lot more, right? So Adriv, in other words, it can carry a lot more. So you're talking about a lesach, which is 90 kav, is a 30th of what it can carry, right? Kor la sfina. A kur is a 30th of what a sfina can carry, and shloshes kur in the bornigdola for a large fast yacht or whatever, a fast boat. Omar mar, kav l'kosef, I understand, what do you mean? You had a kav is the amount that you could add onto a shoulder without it being a problem. Imisad lo motzi bay, if he can't carry it, bardas, he's a intelligent person, he's got not greatly intelligent, but he's a human being. Shadya, even an idiot, you know, an idiot porter, a schlepper knows, says, I can't carry it, let him start down. Why are you responsible for damages? In other words, he didn't have a chance. As soon as he put it on, the guy collapsed. You know, you put it down, he got injured right away. As soon as he put it on there, he fell down. So, Rabban Rafilu Tema B'Shalachavtalalt. He didn't fall down right away. The point is, he says, I can carry it, but that's going to cost you. You know, he says, once you're past that, that can cause me damage. I'm willing to take it. You got to pay more. Rashi Omer, who's over Choshen Nakadle? He says, he carried it. It was too heavy for him. But he figured maybe I'm not feeling well today or something like that. He didn't know. So it's a small amount. 130 says, I got it. I think I've got it. Wasn't feeling well, but he thought it was his problem. Whatever. It can happen that way that he put in an extra amount. He's chayav. Hushanaklet. Kulis finish lashes kor labor nigdola. So you see, I'm a papa shmamino stam sfinos. You say a stam ship bas talsen korin. You know, since you say a ship, the amount, the over. Let's call it the overpacking. It's not overweight because it's not necessarily weight. Necessarily, right? We're going by volume. It's a volume. of that, you know, volume goes by volume. So he says, since you say that a svina, the amount of overage is a kor, that shows you that a stam boat can carry 30 kor. If you buy a boat from the guy, he says, I'm buying a boat. If the boat can't carry 30 kor and still travel at a normal speed, you know, whatever that is, 30 knots or whatever knots are, you know, why can't they say miles per hour? What do they have to talk their way? What's this with the starboard and the port? Just say left and right. What's the problem with those people?
Because
they
all have to make it's your left or his left.
Yeah, all right.
Anyway,
whatever it is, the boat people have their own language, right? If I buy a boat, it's got to be able to carry that much. All umnin, artisans, craftsmen who take a job, and we're talking about even, you know, dry cleaners or whoever is hired to do a particular job, you pay by the piece. Kala umnin shomer sachar, they're summer sachar. Why are they shomer sachar? Why are shomer sachar? Because they're paid. Now you might say, they're paid. Of course they're paid, right? But are they paid to watch it? Right? They're not paid to watch it, but they're paid. Okay, they're paid. They're really paid to do the item, right? But because they're paid, we'll see they're considered like shomer sachar. Same responsibilities, right? Rashi says, he did it for his anah. In other words, it wasn't like, I don't want to do the job. I hate this. Okay, pay me, I'll do it. He wants to work, right? He wants to work, so he's willing to take it. So he's doing it for his own anah, just like a shomer sachar. A shomer sachar is why does he do the job? Because he's paid, right? That's why he's doing it, for his anah. He's getting the money here, too. He's making money on the deal. Okay, that's how we're going to learn the Pashup Shad. So call him a shomer sachar, and therefore the chayim gnev and aveda. Once they say tul shachav avei mos shamachinim. Once he says, listen, now if he says, you want to pick up your suit, you know, you can't have your suit unless you pay for it, then he's still a shamachinim. But if he says, listen, I'm done, pick up your suit, pay me whenever you want, then he's a shamachinim. Because he says, listen, get it out of here, I don't want it anymore, right? You know, any items left over 30 days, you know.
What does omnim mean?
It means a craftsman who's doing something. Huh? He could be a painter, he could be a weaver, a shoemaker, whatever. He's doing something by the piece. He's not your employee.
Did you prepay this guy?
It doesn't really do that. If he prepaid him, then he certainly, as soon as he says, I'm finished, the Gemara is going to say tomorrow that as soon as I'm finished, even if he didn't get paid yet, he says, I'm finished, then it means take it out. Then he's no longer a shomer sachar, he's a shomer chinam. Right, because the shomer chinam says, I'm done here. So once he says take it, if he says you can't have it until you pay me, then he's still a shomer sachar. Okay, shmor li veshmor l'chol. This guy says, listen, you watch this for me today, and I'll watch it for you tomorrow. Also shomer sachar. They're both shomer sachars because they're each getting paid. How are they getting paid? By the other guy's doing the work for him, and he's going to do the work for tomorrow. Shmor li van abama. Let's just watch this for me. L'hanach l'fanei. Look, I leave it here. Then he's a shomer chinam. Right, it's the chiddush here is that if he just says, "Hey, watch this for me," and a guy runs out, and you never accept the responsibility, you're not even a shomer chinam. Okay, helvei al mashkim. Now, Gemara is going to assume here that helvei al mashkim, that when I lend you money, I'm doing a mitzvah. Poor person needs money. I'm lending you money, and then I take a mashkin from you. I watch your whatever. You give me your shaver to watch, right? As a mashkim. Now, something happens that shaver, if it was lost or stolen, I'm a shomer sachar. Why? Why? How was I paid? What was I being paid? I wasn't the mashkin, I wasn't keeping, I was paying. I was getting a mitzvah. I was getting a mitzvah. Remember, what's the mitzvah, schar mitzvah? Because during that time that I lent you the money, I didn't have to give the money to the guy who comes around here for shekels. I didn't have to give money to a poor person. So that's how I was being paid. So havei al mashkin, you're also shem sachar. You don't know. Havei al mos, he doesn't go with that idea that the schar mitzvah, because you could have saved yourself from paying, from giving money to a tzedakah, that's considered a payment. He says, havei al mos, is a shomer chinam, it's not a shomer sachar, you weren't really being paid. Helveu peiris, shomer sachar. But if I lent you peiris, I am a shomer sachar, if I got a mashkin for it, right? But why? Why am I a shomer sachar? Because I'm gaining, because peiris go bad. So if I lend you peiris, and you're getting me back peiris, assuming there's no ribis involved over here, right? There's a problem with that too, but let's say the price went out already, you know, the price was out, the price was established, or you had some of your own peiris, except like we talked about before in Ezo Nesha. So let's say I lend you payers, I'm a shachar sachar. Well, I'm gaining by it. Why? Because you have to give me back good payers. I'm giving you payers that I have too many payers. If I leave them around, they're going to go bad. You're going to give me good payers. I'm also being paid that way. Although you can't do this yourself, let's say a poor person, you lent him money and he gave you a mashkin. You can rent out that mashkin if it gives a return and deduct with the money that you get for the mashkan, for renting out the mashkan, you deduct from the loan that the poor guy owes you. Leos posik v'holech to set up, you know, to take money and go down. You're helping out the guy. The guy needed 100 shekels and you gave him 100 shekels. Now, he had an item which is rentable. He gave you something which is rentable. The poor guy gave it, and you can rent it out and get some money for the guy. So now you can't do it, unfortunately, you can't do that yourself. You can't yourself use it because of on suspicion, people will think that you're using the item and not deducting from the loan, and therefore you're getting rebit. But over here, you're not getting any rebit. Here you're lending it out and giving money to the poor person,
so
and it's okay.
If I take my shirt to the cleaner,
right,
the cleaner can...
No, not that. We're talking about a loan now. We're not talking about
What's the difference? I'm talking theory.
What if you,
I gave my suit to the cleaner.
Yeah.
The cleaner, it cost $10.
Right.
The cleaner rents it out to Moshe and only charges me
$6. He's not allowed to. No, because he's not allowed to.
He charges me $6.
No, because he's not allowed to. He's not. You understand.
Benefiting.
No, but.
It's a sublease.
But when you give it to your cleaners, normally he's not supposed to give it out. There's an understanding that he's not supposed to find out.
The bottom line is this is all contractual stuff.
Right, it's contractual stuff, right. Correct. Oh, very good. So how much is a shomer and how much is not? So the last case,
the results are the shomer result.
Right, the question is, what's a shomer socher? The question is, what makes you a shomer socher? Correct. What makes you a shomer socher and what makes you a shomer chinam? So in case of, if I give him my suit, there the understanding is, if you give your suit, your understanding is that nobody's going to wear it in the meantime, right? Nobody's going to wear it. You just want it cleaned or fixed or tailored, and you want it back. You would object. But in the case where a poor person gave an item which is normally rentable, and he had to give it as a mashkin because he needed the money, you can rent it out and give the money to the poor guy, deduct it from the loan. Though we had a machlokas. Remember, the Torah says what a shoal is responsible. The Torah says what a shomer socher is responsible, and the Shomer says what a shomer chinam is responsible, only for negligence, right? But the Torah doesn't say specifically what a socher, a renter, is chayav for. Now we hold that a socher is like a shomer socher. That a person who rents something, even though he's paying for it, is chayiv, just like a shomer socher, he's chayiv for ganeiv and aveda. There's a machlokas about that. So our mission, which says that an artisan is like a shomer socher, he's being paid, he's like a shomer socher, leim masis lo k'rav meir. Our mission doesn't go to meir, and that's a problem because the stam mission usually goes to meir, to tanya. Socher ketz misham, how does a socher pay? A person who rents something, how much does he have to pay? In other words, what is his responsibility? Rabbi Yudah Amar, like a shomer chinam, is only chayiv for shia. Rabbi Yudah Amar, shomer socher is like a shomer socher. What's the machlokas? The Rashi explains the machlokas. Rabbi Yudah says like a shomer socher, since what? He's getting an off from it. He's getting an off from it. Even though he's getting paid for it, but he's doing it because he's getting an off. Just like a person who rents something is getting an off from it. Same way. Rameir says, because he's paying, he's being paid for his malacha, and he's not getting paid to watch it. A shomer socher is getting paid to watch it, right? So over here, a socher is not getting paid to watch it, he's paying. And an Uman Rashi says here in the explaining Rameir, Doma le socher shalanos scharim naso he etzla. He's getting for schar of his work. Avalos chashmi is not getting paid to watch it, and therefore a socher is not getting paid to watch something. He's paying in order to get. So therefore, Rameir says that a socher is also like a shomer chinam. It's not like so. Therefore, in our Mishnah, when our Mishnah says that an Uman is like a shomer socher lechor, that doesn't come out like Rameir. Why? Because Rameir says that a socher pays like a shomer chinam, and an umin lechor is like a socher. The Gemara says no. A field term Rameir. You know why? Because with this anah that he lent it out, that he gave the umin the job, he avoided all the other dry cleaners and tailors and shoemakers, and he gave it to this guy. So he's getting some anah over there too. So therefore, he's getting anah from it like a. Like a shomer socher, he's getting a nah. Therefore, he's a shomer socher because he's getting a nah from it too. So he's not just giving a nah; he's getting a nah. Ziyachi socher nami. So you could say that by any person who rents it, by a nah the kashav kol yam morgul a day. If I rent a car, rent anything else, you should also say I'm getting a nah because you rented it to me. Havi la shomer socher. Ella, that can't be the reason. Ella afilu tamer a mayor. It can go like a mayor. Why by a nah the kiyov le tfei porta havi la shomer socher. You know what? He says it's a difficult pshat. Tosa says because he says you know what? When I give you the price, it's 20 shekels to clean your shirt or something like that. It's not exactly 20 shekels. It's probably a little bit extra profit in there too. So with the extra money that I'm getting, I'm like a shomer socher. You know, a sochanami. You could say v'socher milo askin and the gamash v'leit fei porta. Maybe I gave him a better deal there too. When I rented something, I got a discount, and therefore I'm willing to be a shomer socher there too. Elafil Tamer Rameir, you can go like Rameir, even though Rameir says normally a socher is like a shemechinam, the omen is like a shemesacha. Why? Bahiyano, the toughest lay, agre, the little boy, lemeil, lemeil, because usually havila shemesacha. You know why? The reason is that he's a shemesacha, that he doesn't have to go claim the money. Why? Because since he has the item in his hand, the toughest lay, agre, he holds the item for his money, he doesn't have to go begging the guy for the money, because since the guy wants his shirt back or his shoes or whatever, he's going to come to you. So therefore, he's willing to be a shomer socher. This then, as a umen, is different than a socher. A socher normally is considered like a shomer chinam according to a mayor, because he's not paid anything. But over here, the umen is paid something, because he effectively gains by not having to go. He has a mashkin. He has collateral for the item. So he's a shomer socher. Iboy Samarak could tell you that ain't a chanami. The Mishnah. That if you hold that a socher is like a shomer chinam, you're right. Our Mishnah will not come out like you. However, it's not Rameir, but the Gemara turns it around there. Remember, we had it also before. Yiboy Samek and Machav Rav Ravua Rabatani. Ravua turns around the sheets of Rav Yudah and Rameir, and he says socher ketsa mishalom Rameir mekashomer socher. Rameir says that a socher is like a shomer. We paskin that a socher is like a shomer socher, but is that like Rav Yudah, like Rameir? Rav says that Rav Meir is the one who says it's a shomer socher, and Rav Yudah says shomer chinam. So our Mishnah will come out like Rav Meir, and Echanami won't come out like Rav Yudah. Or if you want to say, like we hold, that Rav Meir is the one that says socher is like a shomer chinam, you have to say that an uman is different. Why? Because an uman has some extra pleasure, because he doesn't have to go begging for his money. He doesn't have to go claiming money and taking it to collections, etc. He knows that if the guy wants his shoes or his shirt or whatever, he's going to come and pay him in order. So he's like holding the item, gives him extra, and therefore he's like a shomer socher in this case. All right, we'll stop here tomorrow. We'll pick it up here tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem from a cool and shomer tool shalchav
v'shemal. You know what I have to say about this tomorrow?
What? Oh, I heard that before we were there. Then, you know, what is that?
That's an easy button. Uh-huh. That's an easy button.
So what are you supposed to do with it?
Press it. You press it.
That was easy.
What? It was from Home Depot. You did it.
Oh, I see.